Hey amazing listeners, welcome back to Queen Energy, your daily dose of affirmations designed to ignite your inner power. I'm Riley Hart, your host, and let me tell you, today's topic is something super close to my heart, embracing your inner child and vulnerability. Now, before you go thinking, oh, here comes the fluffy stuff, trust me, this is deep, powerful, and surprisingly empowering. Think about it, we all had that carefree, playful spirit as kids, didn't we? We weren't afraid to express ourselves, to dream big, or to just have fun. Somewhere along the way, we might have let those parts of ourselves get buried under responsibilities, expectations, and societal pressures. But what if I told you that tapping back into that inner child and allowing yourself to be vulnerable could unlock a whole new level of joy, creativity, and authenticity? Here's the deal. Embracing your inner child isn't about becoming a perpetual kid or ignoring adult responsibilities. It's about rediscovering those qualities that made us feel alive, free, and confident as children. Curiosity, imagination, spontaneity, and a willingness to play. It's about letting go of perfectionism and allowing ourselves to simply be. And vulnerability? That's the key ingredient that allows us to truly connect with others and experience life on a deeper level. You know that feeling when you finally open up to someone about something that's been weighing on you, and it feels like a weight has lifted? That's vulnerability at work, creating space for genuine connection and understanding. So how do we actually put this into practice? Let's dive into 5 key takeaways to help you unlock your inner child and embrace vulnerability. 1. Prioritize play. Remember those activities that used to bring you pure joy as a kid, building forts, drawing, playing games? Make time for them. Even just 30 minutes a day can make a huge difference. It's about reconnecting with that sense of childlike wonder and letting go of the need for everything to be structured or productive. 2. Embrace curiosity. Kids are naturally curious about everything. Ask questions, explore new things, and don't be afraid to look silly trying something new. This helps keep your mind sharp and opens you up to new possibilities. You know that feeling when you discover something truly fascinating? That's the power of curiosity at work. 3. Express yourself freely. Remember those days when singing in the shower or drawing on the walls felt perfectly normal? Embrace that freedom of expression. Let yourself dance, sing, paint, write, whatever brings you joy and allows your creativity to flow. Don't worry about judgment, just let go and have fun with it. 4. Cultivate self-compassion. We often put a lot of pressure on ourselves to be perfect, but remember, you're human. It's okay to make mistakes, to feel overwhelmed, or to simply need a break. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a dear friend. 5. Practice authenticity. This one is all about being true to yourself. Don't be afraid to share your thoughts and feelings, even if they're vulnerable or unconventional. Remember, it takes courage to be yourself, but that's where the real magic happens. Ever feel like you're hiding a part of yourself? Maybe you're holding back from pursuing a passion because you're scared of what others might think, or you find it hard to open up to people because you worry about being judged. I get it, vulnerability can be scary. But trust me, the rewards far outweigh the risks. Let me tell you a quick story. Remember that time you were playing with your friends as a kid, and you stumbled and fell? Did you let that stop you from playing? Of course not. You got back up, dusted yourself off, and kept going. That's resilience, and it's something we can all tap into, even as adults. Imagine applying that same mindset to those situations where you feel vulnerable, sharing your ideas at work, asking someone out on a date, or simply expressing your true feelings. Instead of letting fear hold you back, embrace the possibility of growth, connection, and self-discovery. So, what are the biggest takeaways from today's episode? First, remember to tap into that inner child, make time for play, be curious, express yourself freely, and treat yourself with kindness. Second, practice vulnerability. It takes courage to be open and authentic, but the rewards are immeasurable. Remember, you are powerful, capable, and worthy of love and connection. Now, I want to hear from you. How do you plan to embrace your inner child and vulnerability today? Share your thoughts in the comments or on our social media pages. Let's continue this conversation and inspire each other to live more authentic and fulfilling lives. Don't forget to subscribe to Queen Energy for your daily dose of empowerment. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.